brothers and sisters. This morning, we are blessed to be here among you. And you know who we are, and you know what we do around the world. And I have a team verse for you this morning. It comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11. It says, "So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I send it." Amen. This is our main verse for the Gideons, and that's what we do. That's what we call to do. We believe in the mighty power of the Word of God. I want to invite my brother Viktor Nagornov, if he can come over here. I want to... Viktor, come. Viktor Nagornov, come to you. And we had a blessed time in Texas, southern Texas. And he lives in Moscow, Russia. He became Christian in the early 90s. And he's been, it took him a couple years to become a Christian. He joined Gideon's in 2007. And he serves now as a national director for Russian Federation. He served in the past as assistant to national director. Viktor is married. He has 6 kids. The older son is 28-year-old, and the youngest child is 9-year-old. He's married. His wife is Elona. Viktor is very gifted, and he used to be a businessman in the past, and when God called him to be a Gideon, he fell in love with the Gideon's ministry, and he was faithful to the ministry. He comes to us, as I said, from Moscow in Russia. And let's welcome Viktor Nagornov. Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. I'm so happy to see you. Y'all, this morning. Amen. Forgive me if I say wrong in your Texas accent. It is a privilege this morning to be together with you and worship our King. When I was sitting in a row here, and I was experiencing already presence of the Holy Spirit among us. And all of you who came here this morning, it was a good thing you did. In Texas, we already been for 10 days, and I experienced many blessings. I saw many beautiful places in your state. My brothers Gideons, they're very friendly, and their hospitality touched my heart. I enjoy your delicious Texas food. And the biggest blessing is for me that I met so many brothers in Christ. All people who love Jesus and walk in His ways and His teaching, they're all my brothers and sisters. You are my family as well.
Amen.
I bring you greetings from evangelical brothers and sisters from Russian Federations. Being in the United States a few times, I realized and I found the reasons why our land, our country is blessed. Why I see your state is very blessed state. Because in this state, a lot of congregations and a lot of children of God who respect their father, who prayed him, and God answers their prayers and sends His mercy. This country blessed not because we have good government, not because we have a good economy, but because we have a salt here in the state of earth. We read in the scripture that Jesus Christ called His disciples to be the salt of the earth. And when you have a salt, salt preserves the soil. All glory be to God.
Amen.
Also, I bring you greetings from the Gideons from all over the Russia, and I'm going to share with you this morning what God does through the Gideons to bring people to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in Russia. Before I am going to tell you about the ministry of the Gideons in Russia, I want to tell you, share with you my testimony, how I became a Christian. I was born in the time when the Communist Party was the ruling party in the Soviet Union. And preaching of the gospel was not permitted. I grew up in the family. My mom was a communist. My father was an engineer. They broke up and divorced when I was 10 years old. And basically, my mom raised me. Name of God never been mentioned in my household. We consider faith in God in Soviet Union, it was something for uneducated people. After I graduated from high school, I joined the military academy. So I graduated from military academy and became an officer, and was sent to one of the former Soviet republics, Latvia. It's one of those three Baltics countries now called Latvia, city of Riga. I maintained a sinful lifestyle. I had a lot of bad habits, and when I grew up, I had in my heart a question: what is the meaning of life? And life will come to the end eventually. But when somebody's asking questions like this, God comes and answers those questions. And I knew about the Bible, although I never had Bible in my hand. I had a desire to find a Bible, but it was very difficult to find Bible. It was
1992.
Once I was walking on the street and I spotted in the corner bookstore a New Testament. It was Gospel of Matthew, and was I can't wait to open and find out what is written in that New Testament, in that tract. I had no idea what is all this book about. But as soon as I opened that book, after reading a few pages, I was convicted that every word that is written in it, it's not a fake story, it's a real story. When I went to the bed, I was thinking about what I just read. At night, I received a dream. The window wasn't closed in my room, and wind came to my room, blowing in my face. I saw myself as a little child. It was a picture from my childhood. And very strong, and that wind was blowing towards my face, and that wind was carrying aroma of coming spring. When I woke up, peace and joy was in my heart. Then I understood that God exists. And I understood that was a sign for me to believe in Him. Today I understand the meaning of that dream, the wind that came in that room. It was the Holy Spirit. The little child is awakening to new life. The spring was it's also the resurrection of new life. And from that moment, I started reading Scripture intentionally.
Amen.
That moment, I haven't met any Christian man or woman. But reading the Bible, God was working in my heart. He was changing my mind. And took me 2 years to find a local congregation. I came to Evangelical Church. And whenever I heard pastor preaching, it was nothing strange to me because I already was familiar with the Bible. And God abundantly blessed me. Today I see a big difference among my the parents, what lifestyle they maintain and the lifestyle I'm living it. As I told you, my mom was a member of the Communist Party, but God did a miracle 5 years before she died. She accepted Jesus as a Savior. And she got baptized, and she told me that those 5 years before she died, this was the most happier years in her life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. На сегодня очень благодарю Бога за то звание избрания, которое мне дано.
But mostly I'm thankful to God that He called me to this call to be a minister in the Gideon ministry.
Сегодня я понимаю, что это очень большая ценность для верующих людей иметь призвание.
I value a lot this call, and I believe every Christian is called to be a minister.
Наш Господь Иисус в Евангелии от Иоанна говорит ученикам: у меня есть пища, которую вы не знаете.
Jesus Christ and Savior told His disciples in John chapter 4, 24-25, He said, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work.
О какой пище он говорит?
What do you think? What kind of food He talks here?
Дальше он говорит, что нивы побелели, поспели к жатве.
And He tells us about the harvest is ready.
Он говорит, что один сеет, а другой нет.
And He tells us some people throw the seeds in the soil and some people come to reap. And those people who throw the seeds and who have a harvest times, they collect for eternal life. And this is what we can do here to be on the earth. This is what will go with us to heaven, and this is the biggest treasure we can have in to live on the earth.
Amen. И сейчас я расскажу о той работе, которую делают гидеоны в том городе, в котором я живу.
And I want to tell you a little bit about the ministry of Gideons in the city where I live. And this video we have for you that you can watch, it has English translation, so I don't have to translate. You can have a break from
Хочу показать еще одно тогда видео, которое я показываю в церквях.
Today we're using this opportunity, as your pastor said, that this is a Gideon Sunday, and you guys are going to have an offering for the Gideons, And usually when in Russia, when Viktor goes to the churches and he does church presentation like this, he want to share his material with you today. We want to specify a couple things about the Gideon's ministry today, what we do, how can you support, how you can become a Gideon. Please watch this video. Александр Сапронов.
Я расскажу его свидетельство.
I want to share his testimony with you today.
18 лет этот человек стал чемпионом Евразии по кикбоксингу.
And he was very successful in his sport career at age 18. He became champion of Eurasia and he became champion in kickboxing.
Когда у него был такой успех, у него появилось много друзей и была плохая компания.
And then when he was very successful, he attracted a lot of friends, but not all those friends were good people.
Ходил в плохие места, ночные клубы, бары, рестораны.
They introduced him to the drugs.
И там он попробовал наркотики.
And he started taking them.
И он мне говорил, что он думал, что никогда не станет наркотиком, потому что он сильный человек волевого спорта.
And he told me that he never thought that he will be taking drugs because he has strong will and he's a strong person.
Но прошло немного времени, он стал зависимым.
But it took him too long. He start taking drugs more and more and he became addicted to it.
Чтобы иметь деньги на наркотик, он стал членом криминальной группировки.
And to have money to buy drugs, he became a member of criminal group in Moscow.
Однажды он сидел в своей машине и думал о том, что у него жизнь разрушена.
And when he was sitting in his car and he was completely crushed because his life was completely destroyed and drugs was the part of it.
Тогда к нему подошел один молодой человек и подарил ему эту книгу и сказал, это изменит его жизнь.
Somebody came to his car, knocked on the window and offered him a New Testament. And that person told him, that book will change your life.
И он был неверующий, просто бросил свою машину.
By respect, he took the book and he threw on his seat.
Полтора года он ее не открывал.
And for a year and a half, he never opened New Testament.
Но его жизнь становилась все хуже и хуже.
But his lifestyle was decreasing more and more.
Его друзья стали умирать.
Some of his friends started dying.
Кто в криминальной разборке, кто от наркотиков.
Somebody was shot in a shooting. Some of them died of drug overdose. Some of them went to the prison.
Он понял, что ему тоже недолго осталось жить.
And he understood that he could be next.
И он вспомнил.
And then he realized that somebody gave him a book.
Он начал его искать.
And he started looking for it.
И только нашел в багажнике своей машины, где было запасное колесо.
He realized that person told him at that time, if you're going to read this book, this book will change your life. And he found by this spare tire, and he cleaned it.
И одни слова коснулись его сердца.
And the word of God touched his heart. In Matthew 7:12 tells us, treat people the same way you want them to treat you.
Тогда он посмотрел на небо и сказал, Бог, если ты есть.
And then he looked to the heaven and he said, God, if you exist,
покажи мне другую жизнь.
Show me different lifestyle.
И через небольшое время.
And in a while,
он встречает одного человека.
He met one of his former friends.
И вместе он употреблял.
They took drugs together.
И он сказал, что я уже не зависим от наркотиков, я стал христианином.
And that friend was looking completely different. And he told him, I don't do drugs anymore. I became a Christian. God saved me. Then Alexander told him, I have a New Testament. I tried to read it, but I can't understand a bit what is written in that New Testament. Then he invited him to the Bible study.
Когда Александр пришел в собрание, он увидел других людей.
When Alexander came to the Bible study, he saw completely different people, and he was shocked.
Это был ответ на его молитву.
It was answer for his prayer.
Два его друга, которые увидели, как изменился Александр.
It was two of his best friends when they saw changes in Alexander's life.
Последовали его примеру.
They followed his steps.
И сегодня они возглавляют реабилитационные центры и помогают наркоманам освободиться от наркотиков.
Today they run the facility where they they bring all those people who take drugs and they help him to become clean. Your brothers and sisters, it was a seed that was planted in Alexander's heart to save him and his friends. Today, Alexander is a very successful man. He's a member of Baptist Church in Moscow. He's the head of a big security firm in Moscow. He has three children. And he's thankful God today that he was had a chance in his life to receive. This young man in the video, you can see his picture holding New Testament. He's a camp president in Gideon, and he's my friend.
Well,
at young age, he was admitted to the prison. He became very ill in the prison. He had AIDS and tuberculosis. He was admitted to the hospital and he had no chance to survive. But Gideon came to that hospital and to place scriptures, and one of the New Testaments landed in his hands. And when he was reading that New Testament, he was calling to God. And God healed him. He's a very dedicated minister nowadays in Gideon's ministry. He's married and have two kids. He's my dear friend in Moscow. Glory be to God.
Amen.
This is the last testimony I want to share with you today. When I travel to Russia to visit the camps, also I speak in churches, and I ask congregation, is anyone today here who came to save the knowledge of Jesus Christ to the Gideon's New Testament? And every church, people come to me and say, yeah, I got saved by this, and they tell me their testimonies. They introduced me to this sister that you can see on the video. I had a chance to interview her in my car to hear her testimony because I want to record it and share with the people because her story is very powerful. In the YouTube channel, you can watch this video, and it's with English translation, it has more than 10,000 viewers. At age 12, she left her parents' home. She was a very rebel child. She lived on the railroad stations, and she also lived on the street. She got caught one day for stealing, and she got sent to the youth penetration center. So she maintained the same lifestyle for a long time. She will get again admitted to the prison, then she got released, and she comes back and does the same. More than 20 years she lived that life on the streets of Moscow as a homeless person. Because she maintained that type of lifestyle, she attracted a lot of diseases and she had a lot of health problems. Few times she was trying to commit suicide because she doesn't want to live anymore. When she was admitted to the hospital one day after she got arrested, she was diagnosed by the doctors that she has no hope for her life. And being in the hospital, she wasn't improving and she was just getting worse and worse, and she said that I'm probably going to die very soon.
она вышла из своей палаты, чтобы сказать врачам, что она умирает.
So she was looking for help, and so he went to find the doctors at the nursing station.
Но не могла сказать, потому что язык ее не слушался.
But she couldn't say anything to the doctors because her tongue wasn't obeying at all.
Она просто мычала.
She was just making those weird sounds, like animal.
Она хотела написать, но у нее тряслись руки, она не могла написать.
She was trying to write a note to the doctor, but her hands were so shaky that she can't even do a writing.
Врачи посмотрели на нее и сказали, она это наркоманка, все равно умрет.
Doctors look at her and say, we probably, you know, not going to help her. She has no chances. She's a drug addict.
И она пришла в свою палату, у нее не было надежды.
She went to her room. She was completely helpless and hopeless.
Но вдруг она на окне увидела.
She looked at the window sill, and on the window sill was laying the Gideon New Testament. She opened randomly, and Psalm of 38 was opened, and she started reading Psalm 38. This is a Psalm of David of repentance.
И там есть такие слова: Господь, не в ярости обличай меня, не в гневе наказывай.
Psalm 38, verse 1 says, O Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your rage.
В этом псалме в конце написано, Господь, Спаситель мой, помилуй меня.
And the psalm ends with a verse, Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior.
Как только она прочитала это
слово. As soon as she finished reading the psalm, she closed the book, she went to bed, and she fell asleep. And in the morning she woke up completely restored. She was shocked. And that moment she realized that God exists and she needs to follow Him. Alyssa today is a member of Evangelical Church. And she is a gifted musician and great singer and worship leader. We want to give a glory to God for her and her ministry. She's also on the streets of Moscow and works with the homeless people, bring them food and share with them a gospel. Let's play next video, please.
Моя бы жизнь и не поменялась.
We have just a little bit time left, right? And so we.
Я могу много-много рассказывать свидетельств.
I can share with you a lot of testimonies.
My name is Natalia. I'm from Syktyvkar. I would like to tell you my story, how this Bible has changed my life. I was on heavy drugs, from which my body was in complete ruin. For 15 years, I was on heavy drugs since the age of 15. I was a drug addict. I lived in heat pipelines, in garages, in attics, in cellars with rats, wherever. Then I got into the hospital because my body was completely destroyed. I had a third or fourth grade heart defect. Only one valve was working. I had a pneumonia. My lungs completely decomposed. When I was in thoracic department, the doctor told me, your lungs have completely decomposed. I don't know how you're walking, how you're breathing. Then when I was taken to a neurosurgery department, I was told that my spinal bones C1 and C2 were completely destroyed. I had a fever for a whole year, and the doctors didn't know how to treat me. You know, when a person is dying, probably he has all diseases. And the doctor told me I had only 3 days to live. When I was dying, the guys came who were distributing these Bibles. They prayed for me, and they said, we are going to leave this Bible with you. Read it. I started reading this Word of God, and I will tell you that I began praying. I started saying, God, save me. Before that, I had never prayed or talked to God. But God began working with me, and my life has radically changed. I began getting well, and now I have 3 children, a husband, and we are all serving the Lord. Thank you very much to all who distribute these Bibles. Thank you to Gideon Ministry. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You're doing great. Guys, don't stop. Keep burning for God.
Today, Natalie is very dedicated minister of the Gideon's ministry. She's an auxiliary as well. She loves to go to the hospitals and share the gospel with the people who's in there and tell them this, her testimony. She, because of her work, she was able to save many lives and bring them to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because of that Bible that was placed by the Gideons in that hospital. Today a lot of people can hear the gospel from her mouth. And we all glory be to God, to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Дорогие друзья, я очень рад быть с вами. Аллилуйя. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Я очень рад быть с вами.
Dear friends, my heart is filled with joy.
Вы для меня дорогие люди.
And I'm so blessed to be here. And you are very dear to me, all of you.
Когда я стал членом межконфессиональной миссии,
when I became a Gideon,
в моем сердце Божий народ.
I see the God's people, no matter what land they live. We live in different continents, and we have a difference in our culture and languages. But God brought us in one family. Because of blood of Jesus Christ, we became related, we knowing one another. All glory be to God.
Amen.
Dear brothers, sisters, I want to offer you a little challenge today. I want to ask you that you will pray about the Gideon's ministry. We experience a lot of challenges nowadays. As you heard, we distributed billions of those New Testaments and Bibles. And we believe this is very good seed that can plant it in people's hearts. But you know, when you throw a seed in very dry soil, if it's no water there, and it cannot grow.
Но молитва церкви, молитва верующих людей – это дождь от Бога.
So whenever you give a Bible or you witness to somebody gospel of Jesus Christ, this is a seed. But the prayer, by the prayer of you, this is a water that waters that.
Amen. 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 И также мы молимся в молитве, чтобы Господь послал делателей на эту жатву.
We're very short-handed in Russia, and we ask that you will pray that God will send workers, because that's the will of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ told us that we were ask Him that He will send the workers.
My призыв, братьям, вы можете быть частью работы, которую делает Гедеон в вашей стране.
I want to ask all the men today, if you want to become a Gideon, you can be, you can hear us. We'll be here after church service.
Вы можете подойти к тем гидеонам, которые есть в вашей церкви, они вам расскажут, как стать частью этой работы.
Also, the members in your local congregation who are the Gideons, you can ask them, and they will answer all the questions.
И также мы делаем призыв, как быть участниками этой работы это посеять в эти книги свои финансы.
And also you can support us financially and providing $100 dollars, you can provide funds to purchase 100 of New Testaments, and the hotel Bibles cost is $5 each, and that's including placement, and that's what you can do. Also, we have a Gideon Bible card programs you probably heard about. You can become a friend of Gideon's. That's also support us purchasing the scriptures.
Слава Богу, дорогие друзья, я очень рад быть с вами, и большое спасибо, что вы дали возможность мне быть, говорить с вами, и спасибо, пастор.
We are so thankful to be with you this morning here, and we thank you for all your time, and we bring big thank you for the Pastor Blake and this opportunity that you gave to us to share with you about ministry of Gideon's in Russia.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Еще пару слов скажу. I want to introduce myself to you people here. I come to you from sunny Santa Barbara in California. And we have about 100 churches in California. God called me to the ministry of the Gideons 2011, and I've been serving on many levels, and I am responsible for one of the regions in Pacific Southwest. Our territory is big. It starts from Hawaii and goes all the way to Nevada and ends up in Northern California. But I want to leave you tonight, today with the blessings. And I had a visiting pastor about a month ago in my city, and I had a time to meet him. And his church located in the area. Many of you probably recall the time when Malaysian Airlines was flying over Donetsk territory, or it's called Donbass, and some missile was shot, and they shot down the entire plane, and it went down, and many people died. Well, this pastor told me a testimony when the COVID hit them, the entire city was shut down. The government leaders made the rule that nobody can leave their homes. And the local congregation was looking for a way to serve the people. And was no bakery open in the city where you can purchase a bread because it was considered non-essential. And the church elders were gathered together and they say, we have money. They don't have a bank account, but they have some money in cash. And they said that we're going to go to the villages. We're going to bring bread to the churches. And besides all restrictions, we're going to give people a bread. So they tried, and the rumor went out. So the more people show up than they have, so they start increasing numbers of buying loaves of bread. But when they were giving bread to the people, to the community, they would bless them with the words, in the name of Jesus. And when things started getting better, some man came to the pastor after the service, and he asked him, Pastor, I received bread from you a few times, from your people, but this word stuck in my head. What means in the name of Jesus? Can you explain it? And pastor told me when he's going to go back that this man is going to get baptized. So, you know, whatever you do, you know, whatever you say, do it in the name of Jesus. Not in name somebody else. And also, you are very blessed to be here this morning. You heard our testimony, but I want to challenge you. Your Christian life, it's very important walk. And in this walk, it's very important to read the Bible. Because if you call to be a children, we call to be a children of God, and I'm called to be a son of God, I need to know my Father. And I know my earthly Father, but the only way I can know my Father and know about Him by reading the Bible. Also, the second thing, very important in your life, to be in the church like you did this morning, to be with the brothers and sisters, not only have this social time, but to worship together. And social time is important too. And third thing, take the Lord's communion. Get that those three things straight in your life, because that's what makes your Christian walk. May God bless you. Thank you for your time. If you have any questions, you can find me and Victor, and we can answer anything you have. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, the Bible says that it's the word of your testimony, and we heard lots of testimony today about what God's doing throughout. Like I said, we're going to have that time of offering. Just as you're leaving today, there'll be some men at the back, and if you want to support what's going on in Russia, if you want to support what's going on across the world, but I mean, even this week, I was at a pastor's retreat, and you know, in that place where we stayed, sure enough, I opened up the drawer right beside the bed, and there was a Gideon Bible, and you just kind of can imagine how many people have been in hurting positions and situations, and they open that drawer and suddenly there's the Word of God. So please, as you're leaving today, support that. Just got word that Leon Overby is in the hospital right now, has COVID. So be praying for Martha and Leon as he's battling that right now.